guys feel depressed. Are you guys afraid, ashamed, prideful to text someone like a brother or whoever and be like, this is what I'm going through? Or do you guys send that text like, yo, this is what I'm going through?
Through the money, designer, the drip. Don't got a cap, I'm as real as it get. Bet on myself and I triple the flip. Came from the streets, I'ma stick to the script. We popping bottles like we went a trip. Rather fill up accounts than empty a clip. 10 on the ground, so I never slip. They love you, they hate you, I'm watching them switch. Switch, 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 switch. They hate you, they love you, I'm watching them switch. Switch.
You already know what it is, your boy Chance. Be Yourself Podcast. Got the brothers here. Rook. Fashionably late. Yeah, though. Kenzo the Great. I don't know what that was, but that's what we're doing today. So today is a special episode. And I mean, hope it's gonna, you know, resonate with a lot of y'all. So I'm gonna start off like this. From a 1 to 10, Kenny, where's your mental health at today?
Today? It was a long day. It was nothing crazy. I give it like a little test. Let's get a 7, 7.5.
Rick, where you at?
I was gonna say 8. Word. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm at an 8 too. It was a little stressful, but not that stressful to where I'm upset about anything. So let's get into it. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, do all that good stuff, tell your friends, all that good stuff. If you want to be a guest too, because you got your own stuff going on, comment, let us know. So how to start off. I mean, it's obviously titled Men's Mental Health. And I think me and Rook and Bunny maybe did this.
Yep.
On the previous podcast that's been remixed, but it's a stigma that's actually changed now, which is good, to where men don't really talk about mental health. Obviously, we talk about it now to an extent and it's growing, but that used to be the thing to where we didn't really discuss what was going on because it wasn't cool. So, Rook, since you're going to be my all-star today, I'll let you run point on the situation and, you know, we'll feed off you and go. So, you know, pick and rolls. You know what I mean? Dame Letters.
Man, I'm calling an ISO. Anyway, let's piggyback that one very main important thing. Men didn't talk about it for eons. Men couldn't talk about it. It was looked at as being soft or, you know, you're not being manly enough or some stupid bullshit. Look, you have pain, you got emotions. There's, you know, something bothering you, whether you can't help family out, you can't provide, or you don't feel strong enough to get through your days. Like, if everybody can lean on us, who do we lean on? So shout out to the athletes, man. DeMar DeRozan and Kevin Love, and of course Dak Prescott, you know, these guys for coming out and talking about their situations and, you know, saying that they're going through stuff too, and they have to carry that with them into their work. Like, you know, we all got jobs and shit. We got, you know, extracurriculars that we do, but we carry the weight of other stuff with us and apply ourselves the best that we can without letting that stuff interfere with what we're doing. And I'm glad that now we can talk about it more and be open and, you know, get help. We're not alone in this.
Darren Waller too.
Word. My man was an alcoholic for a hot minute. Shout out to Darren Waller. Revived his career. Married Kelsey Plum, who is a bomb baller. Playing against my Liberty right now, though, Kelsey. So I can't root for you. I usually do.
Let's go Aces. Like,
Vegas be my second favorite team. We're Dak talking about his, you know, his mom and her battle with cancer and not having her around and then losing his brother and then having to come back from the injury and play that following year. And, you know, guys like Skip Bayless talking about how he sought for that or whatever with his old prehistoric ass. Like that thought process won't get us nowhere.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about, forgive me if his first name's wrong, but I believe it's Max Crosby on the Raiders.
Yeah, Max Crosby, man. He's been sober, what, like 4 or 5 years now straight?
And he is a beast on the defense.
For sure.
Kenny, why you feel like this is an important situation and topic? It's because you're kind of, me and Rogue are kind of older, and you're kind of mid-generation now. So are you, did you grow up where you could, or was it still in the, nah, you can't say shit?
I mean, I ain't never been one to conform to social norms. If we talking about, like, was it, like, chapter for you to talk about? I mean, nah, not really. Like, I mean, like, you know, like, especially, like, let me say for my example specifically, like, I come from a lot of people who got, like, high blood pressure and stuff like that. So, you know, my old boy specifically, like, you know, you know, share your problems too much, because, you know, the more you talk about it, the more it's going to make you, like, you're rethinking it, you're getting upset again, blah, blah, blah. And instead of, you know, get something for, say, you know, you're actually getting it off your chest, for, say. And also, people always talk about, well, depending on who you go to, people going to use it against you. You know, if you give the wrong person this information, it's just bullets in that gun for them, they're going to shoot it at you later. That's why you got to have, you know, your circle is very important. But as far as, like, like, that aspect, that's one thing. But as far as, like, why do I think it's important personally, it's like, I'm an athlete, right? I did a lot of sports growing up, but I've always known your mental was number one. Like, brain versus brawn, I ain't never been the biggest dude. You know, brain gonna win every time. So, I mean, if your mental not right, your body ain't, it's useless. Your mental not right, you're not, you can't help nobody else. And if you do like me, I mean, you don't do things alone. So, you got people around you, and now your mental not right, whether the reason may be, because, again, everyone go through stuff. We all, the mental, like I say, mental, just like any other type of doctor. You're not a dentist. You don't know what's going on in your mouth. You might be like, yeah, you know, I brush my teeth. But you need to go get that checked out every once in a while. You know, it's same thing with your mental. You got to get that right every once in a while. Same way you get your body right. You go to the gym. You try to eat right. You got to do the same thing for your mental. It's just as important.
So can I ask you a question? You know, we Caribbean folk.
Yeah, sir.
Yo, you ever do it yourself or hear someone, another guy talking to a Caribbean woman, mom, sister, cousin, whoever, like they kind of just start to open up, and then you can see the woman like start to tune them out, like, yo, I don't really care what you got going on, and you probably just heard what her problems is, yo, but she's like, yeah, all right, mute. Like, cool with that.
That's cool. I mean, personally, I got a little experience with that. So, when you're talking, like, how's the way to put this correctly? Because I don't want to say the wrong thing. So, it's like, maybe not women specifically, but at least in my experience, like cousins, whatever the case may be, when you talk to, like, women, sometimes their problems could seem bigger than yours. It's like, a little thing could be the biggest thing in the world, but like your things is like, well, I mean, okay, you deal with it. Like that's what you, I mean, this is what you got to deal with. I mean, I don't know, but like, again, I think it's all about that perspective. I don't think, again, people aren't understanding of each other enough. You don't put, like, when you're talking to people, you don't really put yourself in them shoes. Something I personally work on a lot. Cause again, I grew up, I was a hothead. So I'm always quick. Fly off the handle, fly. I mean, got hot Latin blood, like I like to say. But you think about it, like, okay, well, what did that person mean? Like, why would they say that? Why, you know, where are they coming from? Now, again, sometimes, you know, I still try to process that, and I process that a little quick. Well, they knew what they were doing, forget about it. They was trying to upset me, or and then they finna get the dragon. The dragon woke up. But again, you got, sometimes you don't not get upset for them. You got to do it for you, because that's that repetitive cycle. All those chemicals you're releasing in your brain, all, you know, you got the good chemicals, you got, but again, that's something you can control. Because again, just like too much dopamine, too much social media, all that stuff has reasons that's too bad. Same thing with getting upset too much. It's all about, you know, balance. It's all about a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Too much of anything is bad for you. So you got to, again, passion is a good thing. I'm a very passionate person. But sometimes, you know, it could flip to the wrong side. You got to keep your emotions in check for multiple reasons. But it's not like in the sense that, oh, don't share what you got going on. Keep it all bottled in. No, it's like time and place. When and where, who and, you know, stuff like that. Again, so maybe don't not share with anybody again. But you got to, if your circle really right like that, like it should be one of the things you work towards, because who you got around is very important. You should be able to have people you can share. Maybe not everything with, but you share certain parts of this with that person because you think they might understand for these reasons. Sharing parts of this with this other person, that might be another way to do it.
Word, because I can get on the other 10, all right, and live up there, But you know, I got a good crew, man. I got a good crew. They'll chime in and be like, "Yo, how you doing? What's going on?" And if he even looks like I'm gonna go to 100, you know, they'll intervene. Cause I feel like we can all get there, you know. Not saying like I'm a killer or anything, but what J. Cole say, "Oh, everybody's a killer. All you gotta do is push him to his limits. Everybody can flip." You know that, you know, stuff inside can boil up and turn into something that it don't need to. And it's worse depending on the environment that you're in and who you have around you. What's your support system? You know, how tight is your circle? So I'm glad I got a good circle.
That's all taken down. So, Rook, why is it important to you?
I mean, shit. Like, I got too many people I care about. So I got to be right. Like, a lot of people lean on me heavily, and I accept that. I feel like that's a part of who I am. I was born and built to absorb and be a shoulder for everyone. So, you know, my mental state and who's around me and how that affects me is always been very important to me. And it's increasingly more important as I feel like I have this very important role in the world of my family and my friends.
No, I think I shared this on the previous one. Okay, I don't know if you know the story. I think you know the story. But the reason why it's important to me is I grew up old school, New York, obviously, you know, Rook, Biggie. Pops didn't really have any parents. My grandma died early. His dad wasn't ever around, so Pops thought he had to be super tough. He hugged the block a little bit. Then he was, you know, in the military, so you know how military life is, especially back then. Did the war thing a couple times, so you know he was extra different, but you know we're good now, so I'm not trying to throw shade or anything, just trying to paint the picture. So expressing yourself was not a to-go thing, which Rook, I think you know, was the whole reason why I picked up the pen, was to express feelings, because couldn't do it in the career. So you know, yeah, I might want to take that out, you know what I'm saying? But I said that to say, so basically I went through a rough situation where I got locked up. Then me coming out, I came out of being locked up for something that I didn't do. We can all talk about that another day. But being in jail 11 and a half months for something you didn't do is crazy. I was in a place where you're pretty much locked down. I would say 18 hours a day, something like that. So imagine that. Finally got out to find out my parents had divorced. And then the only dude that I knew at the time that was my best friend got murdered. So my shit was all crazy. Couldn't really tell anybody. I couldn't talk about it. Coming out of jail, I didn't really have no place to go. So I was somewhat homeless. So buddy almost lost himself. So, you know, had a gun. Thought about it, was about to do it, something, whether you believe in Jesus, whatever, Buddha, whoever, said, don't do it. You can't come back from this. So put it down, didn't do it, went through it, and then told myself from that day on, which you guys might pick up sometimes, this is why I'm very nonchalant, because I told myself, like, at that particular moment, I was like, I would never be that stressed or dark again. Like, I was like super, super, super dark. Like, my writing reflected. I used to write my mom poems, like in the super dark thing about death and all that shit. It was just wild. So, you know, that's why it's important, because I didn't really have anyone to talk to about this is what I'm going through. And, you know, music was my outlet because of that. So I ended up writing music, writing albums. Music was my therapy. And then, you know, we pulled through it. But, you know, that's why it's important to me, because you never know what someone's going through. And we weren't really allowed to have those conversations then. Now we're starting to accept and encourage people to have those conversations. And hopefully if anyone heard this, then, you know, it helps you if that's where you're at. But
Penny's in here with me though. So some of that nonchalantness done turned into full-fledged asshole. Ain't that right, Ken?
Yeah. Sometimes.
A mix of fucking Tony Stark and Deadpool comes out of this dude's mouth.
That's a fair point.
I did Tony Stark because, you know, he got money. We trying to get to the bag. But that's why it's important to me. So, you know, that's why we're making this episode. So for anyone that watches, because, you know, you guys, we do gems here. And so far, y'all ain't catching the wave right now. But it's all good. Y'all gonna get there. But, you know, we want y'all to be encouraged and know that it's cool to have these conversations with people. You know what I mean? And, you know, if you're feeling like you're going through something and you need someone there, you can hit me up on social. You know what I mean? Hit me up on the YouTube, comment, you know, let's have a conversation. Like, I want to take you off that ledge. Anyone have a story they want to share or no?
Did we ask Kenny though?
No, he was the first one. I said that liquor was going to hit quick, didn't I?
Nah, it just didn't feel the same way in transition, but cool. You ever have somebody ask you, like, if everybody leans on you, who do you lean on? Because the first time I was asked that question, I didn't know how I answered it. Like, it was just funny to me. I laughed. And I said, me. Because, not on some crazy shit, but I talk to me all the damn time. If it's a conversation I'm going to have in the future, or it's something that's just heavily on my mind, I'm like, yo, I get these thoughts in the air and like take some time away from everybody and freaking reflect so my mind is right. It's me. Like, you got to be in that temple, be in that space. Meditation has been really good to me. It's nice to become more one with yourself. Because, again, people depend on you. People care.
You know, it's why my kids do that, but I've never talked to myself.
Oh man, you gotta consult the realest person you know, hence yourself. That's what I do.
He's gonna have an epiphany when he talks to himself.
You know, well, I mean, I don't talk to myself like all day long.
He might not be on the podcast no more. He might be talking.
He gonna just turn the camera on. That's ridiculous. So I mean, when I already talk to myself like all day long, like I really do. But what I did start recently doing, because like time's been a little rough, let's say, especially the past year. So like, one of the things I do, I don't. It's not even journaling per se, but I get a notebook out and I write like things. It's just on my mind, whether the things I thought about, things I think I need to do, what I think will help me when I feel certain ways, certain days. You just write it down and, you know, you go back to it. Because sometimes, I mean, especially if you smoke like I do, you know, things, you think of things and they'd be good things. Oh man, I swear I'd have been rich 10,000 times by now, but you just lose them. Like, I promise you just. And you think, and sometimes, you know, I did a quick little, I got some friends who, you know, got a little PhDs. I did a quick little therapy sessions. I know a little thing here too. Things, sometimes those things, forgetting those things actually can cause you emotional distress. Because you know, your brain knows you had something. You had something good. That's why you thought of it. And obviously, things happen. Your brain, there's so much triggers in the world. There's so many things. You got so much sensations. You're doing so many things, especially again with the social media these days. Your phone is always in your hand. It's always going off, always releasing some more dopamine into your brain. You forget stuff. And your brain's like, well, you need to get that back. And how do you get it back? Well, if it's gone, it's gone. So the thing is, sometimes, and I got a little tiny book and I got a regular one, a tiny one, so I can write stuff right away when I'm at work. Obviously, I can't put out this whole notebook and start. But, you know, I got a little time thing. Oh, this very idea and this couple words, that'll trigger the thing back. I'll come back to that. And that's actually how, you know, again, I got a little gambling tip. That's how I make some of the things, like, you know, yesterday, Bryce Harper's birthday. I didn't know that. I heard it pop up and I was at work. I'm like, I ain't going to remember that later. And right before I went to go walk, play the game, I'm like, oh, let me put that in. I put a little $5, made a little $25, a little quick. It's just like that. But again, regular day, regular Kenny, before I decided to, I forgot
that. You see, he don't have nobody in the group chat like, yo, it's. I want y'all to know you might want to drop 5 because I'm going to drop 5. You know what I'm saying? You don't ever want nobody to get the bag.
Okay. I tell you, know, this underground smoke is different. But
I tried to warn him.
Son, anything that's going to get me the bag? All right, so quick question. When you guys feel depressed, I asked Kenny then, you work. When you guys feel depressed, are you guys afraid, ashamed, prideful? to text someone, like a brother or whoever, and be like, this is what I'm going through? Or do you guys send that text like, yo, this is what I'm going through?
It's probably a little bit of that old school. It's like, well, I mean, they ain't even finna fix it. What I'm complaining to you for? It's a little. It's mostly that, really. Like, personally, I mean, before, okay, like, since we dropping a lot of gems here, I'm gonna be keeping 1,000. Before this year, when my best friend got murdered, before that, most of the things I was ever upset about was either like how I'm gonna catch up to him, or just, you know, catch up to any of my friends, him in particular, because he was the most baller, if I'm be honest. But you know, any of my friends who are either my age or a little bit older, sometimes I feel unaccomplished. That's always been my biggest deal up until now. You know, I got other issues now that he didn't been murdered. I got trust issues and different stuff. But before, so a lot of times it's like, well, you feel unaccomplished. I mean, the only person holding you back is you. How are you going to get there? What you finna do? And, you know, you wake up and you just go and get it. You know, that's why I started boxing. It's like, you know, I felt like, you know, hey, I used to play football, did all these sports. I don't even work out no more. You got to fix that. I took back boxing because I used to box before. Stuff like that. You know, you got to give yourself things that, you know, again, like you said, what's your thing of harm? And that's always been my thing, is accomplishment. So you give your things to accomplish, is what I did.
Man, I gotta co-sign that shit. Like, you know, for a little while I was posting my bicycle rides to and from work every day on my stories. You know, if I'm tired, I don't care. We had that whole heat wave I rode to and from. It rained, it was pouring. I rode 7.5 miles home under a waterfall. I ain't give a fuck. You know, it's always that physical challenge is also a mental challenge. You know, that's sports. That's life. You know, that mental challenge, if you lose that, you lose the whole game. So I'm in my head all the time. That ride home is therapy. That ride home on the train, bus, If I'm sitting in the back of the car, it's therapy, because I need that time to take back to reflect on myself, on day, on decisions. But if I'm feeling down too, I gotta reflect, because it can come out another way. I get hot. I get real hot. And I'm glad I got friends to call that I can talk to about that shit, because I want war if I feel like I lost. If I feel down, I want a pound of flesh after that. And that helped me in the gym. I put that energy into the gym, and the results come from that, from any self-doubt, doubt from other people, or just a tough situation that I'm in. I put that shit into something productive, and, you know, it works out for the better all the time. And I like to write, but only certain people get to see that. You know, maybe one day more people will see, like, you know, what goes on in there. I hear good things, but, you know, just expressing myself that way makes everything better.
I think I do more asking than telling. Like, I think I ask my people more, like, what y'all going through, especially if y'all somewhat vocalize, like, what's going on, then I'll, like, go in, because I don't really like to prime people's business. But, like, if you kind of open the door, then, like, send text and be like, yo, y'all good, y'all want to talk, y'all want to vent, whatever. But I think I do that more than texting y'all, like, yo, I'm just, like, mad stressed right now. Like, shit is wild right now. I think I might have did that once to Rook, and it's probably, like, a year ago, but I was upset about a lot of shit, and I was about to spaz, and I was like, yo, I gotta talk. But, yeah, I think I ask a lot more than I tell people. Because I think it's a little bit of what Kenny said, which we shouldn't do, because obviously I'm the one saying we should talk to people, but I think it's what you said, it's more like, what Kenny gonna do? Like, how are you gonna fix what I'm doing right now? But
yeah. You never know. That conversation might bring clarity.
No, it makes sense. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's funny. I was about to ask you, Chance, when you said that, like, sometimes, because I'm pretty similar in the sense that, you know, I ask a lot of people, maybe not even ask, I don't even do too much asking, honestly. I know a lot of my friends just know that I'm like the kind of person you could come to for stuff like that. And I think, you know, for a long time, like, them vocalizing to me and being able to share with them, you know, whatever I think, whether it be advice or just my opinion on whatever situation may be. That used to help me a lot because, like, I mean, they don't know it sometimes, but, you know, their situation might be not too far from something that I'm also feeling, or just, you know, just, or whatever it is, just talking to them, like, okay, I just gave them a solution, but hey, that solution wouldn't be too dissimilar to a solution to this thing I'm going through. So that's why for a long time I actually didn't need to tell other people what I was going through too much, because I mean, I was kind of solving my problems by helping them with their problems. So, and it's not like they wouldn't have listened the same way I was listening for them. I just, by talking to them, I didn't need to ask them or, you know, reach out, or at least I, at the time, I might have not thought. Because, you know, the funny thing is, because you just asked, you know, how we feel when we depressed. When I was younger, I didn't really get sad. I was just mad about stuff. I was just like, that was just, you know, some bothered me. If I was sad for even just a little bit, it pissed me off. Like, it was just, like, what, you just had, how do you fix this? And because that things need solutions. That's always been me. Something's wrong. Is there a solution somewhere? Where's the solution? How could I get it? What's in my way? And how do I get it out of the way? Like Rook said, that pound of flesh, that's what you want. And for a long time, that was a positive solution until, you know, sometimes you're bottling that up still because you're not letting it out properly. And, you know, it rises.
You know, another thing that might help someone that might be listening that's in this position with me, I think at times, I mean, I'm not that much older than Rook, but, well, actually, yeah, because I think, Kendall, you're younger than Rook, right?
Yeah.
I feel like, even though, I don't know if it's warranted or not with y'all, but I feel like I'm the big bro. So I feel like I'm supposed to listen to y'all. I'm supposed to give you jewels of and keys of shit that I've been through and I went through. I feel like I'm not supposed to tell y'all I'm going through shit because I'm the big bro. Like, why would I be going through shit? I'm supposed to have it all figured out. So I think that's the, like, dilemma that I go through sometimes. Like, nah, I'm big bro. Like, I can't tell little bros that I'm feeling some shit.
Nah, big bro's supposed to have somebody else for that. If little bros, because I'm a special little bro, can't deal with that, but. Yeah, I feel you on that. That's what I'm saying. They ask me, like, if I'm leaning on you, if we all lean on you, who do you lean on? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's me mostly, but, you know, I got people where I'm like, yo, this is how I'm feeling right now. I could bounce those thoughts off of them and get clarity and stuff like that and try to be solution-based oriented. But like you said, you got this younger group around you. You're trying to give them more jewels than problems. You don't want them to think about your problems while they're thinking about theirs. You want them to be more focused. So when they get to where you at, you know, they're in a better space.
Yeah.
I think for me, part of it goes back to, you got to be a pretty good judge of character to me. You know why I say that? Because when I look at it, is reason why is I have a diverse circle. And when I say that is all my friends probably, I mean, not even probably, for sure, can't hang out together, whether that be because, I mean, they won't get along, different ideologies, just several different reasons. But again, in certain groups, I'm more big bro than little bro. In other groups, I'm more listener than talker. That's, again, you don't want to have too many people around because, again, you know, again, like I said, you got those trust issues. But if you have a diverse enough group, different people you go to for different stuff, that feeling, if you go around the people where you feel like, you know, you can open up more because you feel like they might have more solutions than needing answers from you, then you're able to talk maybe a little bit more. So it's not a slight against those people that feel like your little bros. It's just that, you know, you there for them. Now you need somebody there for you, like Rook said. Because, again, yeah, you can depend on yourself a lot. I do a lot on myself. But, again, you can't learn from it. Again, trees, what did I hear today? It's trees don't hang around the grass even though they came from the same place. They all from the dirt. I like that one. See, I wrote that one down somewhere because I thought I was going to forget it. I didn't forget it this time. But usually I forget those. But, yeah, that's a real good one. I like that one. So, yeah, so stuff, I mean, again, talk about, especially with friend groups, right? People talk about all your day ones and day twos and all the different ways to look at it. Yeah, the day ones are important. Where you come from, history, you can't ignore history. I mean, people try to, and that's how today's solutions have today's problems, because we ignored the problem back then, blah, blah, blah. And we can look at the world literally right now, turn on the news, literally what I'm talking about, that could have been solved if people would have read some history. So again, that's just the world. So you can't see the future without the past. So but at the same time, growth. Don't be slow. You know, we did it like this back then. Growth is important. Change happens. Change ain't a bad thing all the time. Yes, you know, You want to, the old way worked. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah, I understand that. But there's a lot of different ways to, you know, what's to skin a dead animal, so to speak. It's not just one way.
Yeah, my man got analogies all day right now, so I don't want to do it.
Dropping them. There's little shorts.
A very big key. I mean, I know we're talking about being there for people and, you know, having each other's back. But with growth being said, you also got to know when to let certain people go.
Oh, very important.
I had to learn that shit.
Super, super key.
Man.
Because some people will.
I think that's probably the hardest part. Because again, sometimes you know you get to that stage. I mean, I think I had this problem at least at one point. You get to that stage where it's like, you know, yeah, definitely gotta let people on. And you start cutting off, you know, sometimes the wrong people. You go back to, like I said, with that strong judge of character. You gotta know, hey, this person, okay, why what is our relationship exactly? You know, again, there's nothing wrong with having friendships that are just for entertainment purposes or whatever the case may be. Again, there are different things. But if that's all you're doing, now are you going out with that person, you're just spending money? And there's no positive, there's none of that, it's just vibes, and y'all can't talk about nothing positive. It's always like, oh, where the bitch is at, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you got your girl, especially in my case, your girl at home, you got all this other stuff, and you're like, oh, well, you're just not the same vibe no more.
No, you know I'm about to clip that up, where the bitch is at. You already know.
Hey, it's cool with me. I said what I said.
All right, so nah,
see, I'm glad I'm a high nigga pie, so I need more friends around that's like, yo, where's the cookies and shit? I gotta
tell you, like, nobody cooking today. I need the cooking friends right now. I don't need to go in the club friends. I don't. It's Tuesday. I want some food.
I need the cooking friends, the business friends, the gym friends. Thanks. That's what I need. Get your mind right, friends. All right, so to put it all in the summary and wrap it up, I asked each one of y'all, obviously. Go Kenny first. For those who tune in, we appreciate y'all. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. What do you want them to gain from this episode, if you can sum it up? Or at least a key thing that you want to tell them, like, yo, just know this.
So, I mean, personally, I used to fight this one a lot. I used to fight you all who you around a lot because I didn't believe it. Because, first of all, like I said, my friend group is diverse. But you realize, I personally felt it. The people you're around the most or the more common in that time are probably people you're going to be like more because that's where you were. It's that chameleon behavior. People go where they fit in. People, like, you're not gonna be hanging around a bunch of people who are nothing like you all the time. Yeah, you could fit in that group for once because you got that one thing in common, whatever the case may be. But you're not going to. So again, watch who you keep around, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Look around you, observe your circle. Don't just be like, oh, this person not useful to me, let me cut them off. I'm saying look around, see, observe your relationships, see who's gaining more out of the two of y'all, and maybe see if, why that is. Maybe you giving, sometimes you might be giving too much. They're not just taking it from you because they want to. You giving too much sometimes, you know. So again, observe friendships, look around you. Is there relationships? Because all ain't friendships, you know, relationships. You got, you know, acquaintances and all that good stuff.
I mean, I'll start with the friendships, man. Like, I'm one to not let you in. So I've met a lot of people and I'm like, all right, cool. Like, other people around me think you cool, but yo, I got the inkling of a feeling. Like,
well, that one thing was off. I know what you mean.
You're not even getting a chance to get in the door, but you know that's cool to have. But I had to learn to deal with the people that I did let in the door, letting them back out the door, and that's including friends and family, because you don't get to choose your family, you get to choose your friends, but you still have to have that same approach with your family, because my ship don't do no anchors, bro. I ain't nothing stopping or holding me down. That ain't me. So I had to learn that part. The people who are already in, you know, how to put distance between me and them, healthy distance, or just put them at bay and complete. And, you know, it is broke. Like it's not perfect. The only here, it ain't broke, don't fix it. Look and see what works. And I'm sure some during that time, you can see what doesn't work and evolve so we can continue to get better as time goes on.
All right, so before I end mine, because I want to end it on a serious note, brought up the friend and the inkling thing, so now it made me think of a question. So I'm going to say this first, and then I'll go back into the serious mode. If all three of us was that a setting, like a bar function or some shit, or whatever, something light, so where we weren't acting crazy, didn't know each other. You feel like we vibe?
It depends on music on.
See, that's why I didn't want to hear that. All right.
I'm just gonna say yes because it's me. It's me.
But that way,
so I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, I feel like some way we'd find a way to find some common ground. Like, oh shit, real cool. All right, so just gonna wrap it up. Give my little shout out, be yourself, you know what I'm saying? So y'all already know what it is. But what I want y'all to take from this, those of y'all watching, is seriously, if you feel alone, if you feel like there's no one that's listening to you at the particular moment, before you do anything that may be drastic, please reach out to someone. Call someone, talk to someone, and if you have no one, you have permission to hit me up on social, and I'll talk with you. But please talk to someone before you do something drastic. I'm saying, love yourself.
Things are irreversible.
Because it's never coming back. You don't live twice. So, be yourself. Through the money, designer the drip. Don't got a cap on